today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to try to give you the alligator burp, which usually is...
Alligator. Sorry. Oh,
you know what? Now we got to change that mic.
And that's not, at least it's not catching.
You know, how about modernizing Major League Baseball so it's not a net? You know, maybe you could make it into some sort of better.
Or create a scud missile for foul balls.
To shoot them out of the air?
That would
strategic
be
defense.
Super technology. Yeah. Ball gets fouled off here. Hey, look at that scud. No, knocked it right out of the air.
It would be a patriot to hit the scud. That's what it would be.
Or trained pigeons.
You guys are overthinking it. What you need is a ball that explodes when it goes out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, like Running Man. Yeah.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yak Shack Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We got a ton of them, and I will get to those in just a second. I did want to check in with Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Who is complaining that he might get pink eye.
I don't have it yet. Conjunctivitis free as of right now.
Or is it allergies?
It's not allergies. Mm. Certainly
someone
not.
Someone at the Village has pink eye. And,
did. And they've been quarantined.
The thing the way it was presented to me was rather surprising. Yesterday following the show, and Maddie, fill in any details that I might miss. Maddie came in rather urgently after the show, which is not common, and she had Windex and paper towels and was going all over the counter, which we do on a regular basis, but not normally with this much urgency. And I said, why the clean sweep? She says, oh, AJ from the Hey Phrase show, she has pink eye. And I said, oh.
Sure, she's really, really grateful that you're releasing that to the entire world.
What good does that do her?
You know what? I think that we all...
But you were friends.
Is this your interseated hatred of attractive women?
No. It's the fact that I share a microphone with her, and I also run the same board she runs, and did not find out about it until after I'd done an entire shift.
Are you on another show where you talk?
No. The Phrase Show
this
records
microphone.
Here. Yes,
studio space. Record
the one in
studio.
Front of him right now.
So
I'm so sorry. Now
this is a fresh clean.
You don't have to. Yeah, I get it. Now I completely understand.
But you can understand that it was a bit nerve wracking to find out that way after the fact.
Well, unless she's rubbing the windscreen on her eye, you're all right.
I think you're okay.
You don't know what goes on that show, Mike.
What do you know about conjunctivitis?
Ooh, good question.
It is
in a paragraph. Since you brought it up, tell us all you know about. Yeah. Conjunctivitis. I don't know a lot about it.
One thing I've learned is from your old show, the Don and Mike show, which is ass to hand, hand to eye.
Okay.
I don't know.
You
got to
go a little deeper. You open this up and you're looking to me
to cover your ass.
I believe that it
is a viral infection.
Viral.
That manifests itself in your. Now I know
It's not viral because it doesn't live in your body forever.
Robert has had it, and when he had it, it was horrible because it involves swelling.
Have you ever had it?
I have never had it. Mm. No, but it is. It was. There's pictures of Robert when he was coming out of it, when he was no longer contagious.
Pink eye, also called conjunctivitis, is an infection of the eyes, conjunctiva, usually caused by a bacteria or virus that results. In red, itchy, and paint. Let me bring it up.
It's a bacteria and virus?
I don't know.
That was wrong.
No,
right?
You know what? I think I was wrong about virus because he said infection.
Ah.
Inflammation of the conjunctiva. The conjunctiva is a thin, clear tissue that lies over the white part of the eye and lines the... Stop it, WebMD!
Oh.
Stop with your... commercials.
You know what? Enough with the commercials.
Yeah,
Jesus,
you're a doctor.
Christ.
Yes.
Every day,
serve
more
and
sophisticated
protect.
Technology.
Pop-ups.
To
I hate
just insinuate
the
your
worst.
Need a thermometer? Children get it a lot. It can be highly contagious. It spreads rapidly in schools and daycares.
Mm.
But it's rarely serious. It's very unlikely to damage your vision, especially if you find it and treat it quickly. When you take care to prevent its spread and do all the things
Your doctor recommends Pink Eye clears up.
It was no long-term easy fix, Mike, as we changed all the windscreens on all the microphones here at the Village.
Fresh new ones.
Now, I think Rob is insinuating that it's just something with the butt, but it's not.
No, it's not at all.
Yes, you are. The butt. Yes, you are.
Oh. No,
yes,
I'm not.
You know you
I'm
did
not.
That when you came in.
No, I'm
He's
not.
He's trying to slither out of this, isn't he, Oscar? Yeah.
I'm saying that is one source of it.
AJ, you do not have a friend. You do not have a friend.
No, I'm not saying that's where she got it. I'm saying when you're talking about schools and daycare, probably from NBC.
No, you know, NBC.
Yeah, when she got kicked off that
from
show.
Months ago.
Several things could be to blame, including viruses.
Blame Matt
the kind
Lauer.
That causes the common cold. Bacteria. Irritants such as shampoos.
Oh.
Dirt, smoke, and pool chlorine. A reaction to eye drops. An allergic reaction to things like pollen, dust, or smoke. Fungi. Amoebas, and parasites.
This is what I heard downstairs
in
the operations room.
Right.
When somebody said, where are the new mic screens?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I know exactly where they are. Here they are. Go swap them all out and wash the rest of them.
Right.
And I said, what's the story? They said, AJ's got a pink eye, it looks like. We don't know, an eye infection, something. She got it from Sarah Fraser, allegedly, because they shared a makeup brush. And the makeup brush is, I guess, for women.
So it started with Fraser?
Fraser might have been patient zero. And they were at Area 51 doing their makeup together. And shocker, there aren't that many makeup brushes at Area 51. So they shared them. And now they
both. Do they use our makeup room?
We don't have, well, Mike, we don't take our brushes with them. They don't take our brushes.
You use foundation. Are you made up now?
This is just a cream, Mike. This is just a nice cream.
But Mike is referring to the room we have with the counter and the mirror with the light bulbs all around it.
I would love that mirror. That would be great.
I'd love to have a green room.
That'd be fantastic.
We're on TV
fantastic.
Every day, you know? I mean, that's it.
So, Rob.
Yes.
He comes. He's excited to share with you the possibility of his illness.
Not excited.
Which is not an
concerned,
illness.
Concerned. Concerned that I am probably more at risk than anybody.
You would have had it by now.
And that's why I said I don't have it yet.
I don't think my kid has ever had pink eye. I don't think so. Carla's like, you know, dips him every night like a dog. You know, I mean, it's just like my kid takes a bath every single night. Every night.
I think all kids do before they go to
bed.
I've
seen some kids. No, they don't all.
Yeah, I got cousins.
No way. I've been to Zoomers in Fort Myers, Florida.
Zoomers.
No, that's a big negative on that, Oscar. That's a big.
I thought it was the routine bath time. Book time.
When I say
bedtime.
Why did I say that's a big N-word? That made it sound like something really bad.
No, you meant something different.
Maybe because I was watching the Chappelle special last night. You know?
Not bad. Fun.
Hey, Dave Chappelle, thank you for keeping
the edge alive.
Keeping the edge alive.
He got so much flack for some of the jokes that they say it was too soon to interpret. He's an effing comedian.
He's a comic. Yeah. Let him do his job, please.
Right. Right. You know, it's just, when you lead with Anthony Bourdain, that's it. How do you not dive
the joke? The joke was perfect, too.
If you don't laugh.
Yeah, but he's definitely an interesting cat. Because I think, and by the way, the Chappelle special is on Netflix right now. And I love it because it's got an epilogue where he comes out and he talks to the audience afterwards. And the difference between when he's doing the show and when he's talking to the audience is he goes back and gets ready to face the audience.
I really think
he's high. Big time.
Isn't it great where he does that? When he does that, he's like, I know you're mad right now. I know you're triggered. This is just a comedy special. Remember that.
I know.
Right?
He tells a great story about that. And it's an interesting. He is, I think Dave Chappelle does the best he can under very difficult circumstances. And you know what? It's also, here's the dilemma we are. If we can talk about comedy for a second.
Okay,
I watched the special. Please. It's top of mind. It is, we are in the PC world now, but yet to really laugh, we need more of the incorrect stuff. Otherwise, we're not going to laugh at anything. Okay, so that's the big dilemma. To really, really kill it, to really kill it funny, we want to be shocked.
Part of it.
But we can't be shocked anymore because the stuff that you say to be shockingly funny is so taboo now that you're going to be lambasted. And he talks about that very, very well and very articulately.
Comedy is essentially the unexpected. And I would love to know what his IQ is because I think he must be brilliant, almost like off the chart brilliant.
Look, there's nobody. He is carrying the mantle from previous greats right now.
You're right.
And is the one guy that's the self-awareness of his comedy. And he's just funny. And a lot of, here's what I really love about Dave Chappelle. A lot of times he'll be riffing and you're not really sure because he's so good at it that he's just talking.
Like, crap. Are you, yeah.
Because he's, because it are sounds you, like he's part telling of a legitimate story. Yeah.
Or, is this part of the chunk that he rehearsed?
He's like, I think where am I going to go in this story now that's going to make sense, but I'm going to pad for 2 seconds and they're not going to know where I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. And it's kind of scattered. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, but I love the stage. You know, I love the way they set it up this time. It was just that one.
Yeah, instead of this. But I think he appears scattered because he's trying to negotiate, which is a very difficult
in real time.
Maze now.
In real time.
Very thin line. Very thin line.
He's the goal. Yeah. Thank God we still got a few people like Chappelle around to carry the mantle. But the one thing that ruined the show for me is that he had pink eye. No,
I'm just kidding. Oh, Dave.
But anyway, listen, we have.
I feel bad for the comic that had to use the microphone after him.
Please sterilize the studio at the end of the broadcast.
We did.
Sure, but
very clean.
Could be the common cold. We have to get right to the acts because they're great, and I want to get them all before I do news you may not need today. And it's Wednesday. By the way, our Yak Shack. I hope you're loving it as much as I am. You're pleasing me greatly. You are. And it just keeps coming, and I'm editing more, and I'm doing the best I can. But there's some that, look, if you get any you don't like, just remember it's on me. All on me. I take the buck stops here. I take full responsibility on what gets on and what doesn't get on.
But you're pleased with this batch. You're pleased with this batch.
I like the batch of yaks. I'm very pleased with them. Let's dive right into a DC local, shall we?
Yeah,
please.
The TMOS Yak Jack. Oops.
No matter how I do this, I'm going to sound like an idiot. So I will proceed. This is Tony from Glover Park.
Oh.
To just give you a backstory, I pulled most of the muscles on my left side of my back, and I may have taken a muscle relaxer. Also had a beer and a half of New Belgium triples.
Oh.
And I also had some sour diesel. Pretty good.
Sour diesel.
To give me my story validation, I am Oscar's non-cancerous mole.
Yeah.
I'm also the reason Ashley got an internship there, and I might have salsa danced with Mac. Not Mac. Yeah, Mac.
Yeah.
Mac.
Pretty sure it was Mac.
Very good.
29
seconds left.
Good.
To continue with the story,
you're not going to make it.
I bought 8 Harry's razors, the replacements, 2.5 years ago on Christmas. I still have 2 left, and I just shaved my head. My head is crystal clear.
Crystal clear?
Love Harry's. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't really think he'd make it. It's a sponsor endorsement, and it gets the Yak Jack started for today, Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019.
I write a lot of copy for Harry's, and never have I come upon the phrase crystal clear.
Crystal clear head.
Hey, Tony, feel better.
Yeah. Isn't he like a handyman for you, too?
Super great.
Yeah.
Super great.
More stripper fun, ladies and gentlemen, on the TMOS Yak Jack, which is open at all times at 888-920-6673.
24/7.
You can call us morning, noon, and night. Yes. We would love to hear from you.
Mike, it's Rob from Stanford. I was listening to the Yak Shack last week, and you guys made the reference about Al Roker going to the strip club and making it rain. And, Tony said he uses quarters. I just want to correct him to stop making it rain when you use quarters at the strip club. It's called making it hail, baby. Making it hail. Love you guys.
All right. You know, we've been getting this a lot, and I feel like I'm walking through a minefield when I play this because I don't speak the language. But,
all right.
You know, this might be dirty. It sounds like it might be dirty, but I have no idea. Take it away. In honor of North Korea firing a missile, I don't even know if this is Korean.
中国大使馆提醒您，您有一封重要快件尚未领取，这是最后一次通知，如需人工查询，请按一。
Will someone in our audience, please, for next week or this week or whenever, please contact us and translate.
Sounds like
and,
a PSA to me, Mike.
I love the international flavor.
How about one more time just to make sure?
中国大使馆提醒您，您有一封重要快件尚未领取，这是最后一次通知，如需人工查询请按一。
Would anyone like to hazard a guess as to what language we're listening to?
That's Korean.
I think it's Chinese.
Yeah, Chinese. I think it's definitely. Chinese. Yeah.
I think it's French. I took it in college and
you're French.
Sounds like it.
France.
The France language.
France.
Some Frenchman called and talked French to us.
Dave from Maine on the TMOS.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm listening to that show. I'm taking my son and two of his friends are. They're all 14.
Oh, dear.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm driving from Maine.
Right.
And then it's all alligator burps. Okay. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Dave from Maine.
Dave from Maine, yeah.
Hammer for hire.
Hammer for hire. Okay, very good, Dave. I'm glad that the 14-year-olds listened to the
14 is right in the sweet spot for alligator burps.
Rob, to refresh an alligator burp was the person that... did you do it last week?
I tried. I can try again. Let's see. I just opened a doctor.
This is what the 14-year-olds loved on the Yak Jack last week, or whenever last week we did it. Rob's going to try to give you the alligator burp, which usually is...
Sorry.
You know what? Now we got to change that mic.
And that's not, at least it's not catching.
There we go.
He basically puked on that.
Oh, there was maybe screen. Maybe a micro piece
60.
Of spittle.
I'm 60 years old. I am 60 years old, and I'm still doing this.
We need an instant replay. That's pretty funny.
What you got to know is that alligator is the funniest word to say in a burp. That's the takeaway.
Why?
Sorry, Oscar.
What the hell's wrong?
New mic screen.
That's right.
Oh, ASAP.
Hello, Electro Voice.
This is why I have no issues with being an older father. None. Zed. Bagel. I am fine till if I'm lucky enough to make it to 80, I have no problem with this. Let's take another call from Maine.
Hey guys, this is Jerry from Biddeford, Maine.
Biddeford.
Have you seen the commercial, the Reese's commercial, where it says I'm not sorry? Am I the only one that can't get Mike from Uber out of my head? I'm not sorry. Love you guys. Bye.
To be honest with you, until you mentioned him, Maine caller, I hadn't thought of Mike from Yuba. And now that I think of him, I'm like, hey, for future Yak Shacks, Mike, I'd really appreciate. You're the only one that I take multiple calls from with a regularity. So if you'd like to do that, please do.
I want to believe that Mike actually got that I'm not sorry before the Reese's commercial came out.
I think they exist independent of each other.
It's Mike from Yuba's all day.
I'm not sorry. And by the way, that's eating all the Reese's you can it's a great ad campaign.
Yep.
I'm not sorry for shoving those into my, preferably frozen. And if you really want to enjoy a Reese's peanut butter cup, freeze it.
Yeah.
Freeze it. It's perfect. Let's take a call from Texas on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Yes, this is Brian from BFB, Texas. Hey, at the end of this message, I'll leave my phone number. I understand that you think some fans may be concerned about winning or using the tickets and that are attached to the fruitcakes. Want to just put my name out there in case they win it and need to give it away. They can provide it to me, Brian. So, again, if anyone is concerned about that, buy a fruitcake and donate the ticket to me. My phone number is 208-866-7937. And, guys, don't forget me. Because I'm more than willing to come either to the D.C. area or to Florida. Mike, I'll be glad to meet you and your lovely lady. Yeah. Thanks for your time. Hope you all have a great day.
All right. Now, maybe he'll get some friends calling him.
He pauses at weird times.
But I'm going to say this. All right. There will be no monkey business with the tickets.
Right.
Okay. The way it's going to work is that two people will get a golden ticket and a platinum ticket sent out in their fruitcake.
Right.
If they are unable to use the trip, if they're unable to do it, we will figure out a way to do it randomly. We're not all of you people that are saying, by the way, give it to me.
Right.
No, they will be non-transferable. All right, so that we do not
have any
monkey business.
I thought we said it was transferable.
We did originally say that it was a transferable commodity.
We can change the rules.
Why did we say that? What, did I say that?
Yes.
Did I say that?
You agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
No. Well, what about this? What about, let's focus on the phone number that was given.
Yeah.
The phone number that, if you're going to be proactive, I have to give you credit.
Yeah.
You have to give someone credit for going out there and saying, you know what, I definitely want this gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person bought a fruitcake, even better, which we appreciate. Now, if the listeners in our audience want to send this gentleman any sort of picks or anything, I'm not saying you have to, but as a thank you.
Like football picks?
Pictures. Or baseballs.
Picks meaning
what
pictures.
What are you talking like about? Where are you going with this? I'm totally confused.
Don't send this man inappropriate picks because he gave his phone number out on the show.
It's not going to work
doing?
That way.
Just don't do that.
We will have the name and address of the person that receives the golden and platinum ticket.
Right.
Did I say they were transferable?
Yes.
Did you agree with me that that was okay?
No, we were asking about what the rules and regulations.
You said, no, he said
we
yes,
all agreed.
No.
No, we all agreed because it was actually in the advertisement on the website. I remember writing it. The tickets are transferable and invaluable.
Yes.
So we did agree to it. All three of us did.
Invaluable.
Yes, meaning priceless.
Yeah.
So they're on the ad.
They're on the ad.
Mm-hmm.
It's on.
So they're transferable.
It's transferable. Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Well,
I don't know if that was a good idea.
I'm hoping that the person who wins is a good egg.
Yes.
And then they
honor their commitment.
Yeah, they honor their commitment. And
we're flying. By the way, we're flying them to the destination.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So God forbid.
So it's like, you know,
We get anybody from Alaska coming.
Right.
We're gonna have to take them through the red eye through Oakland because there's no way we're paying for a direct flight.
Well, we're not.
No, we're not.
But the fact is that and I said the fact is, that's when you know I'm nervous. That's my tell. That's when I'm uptight. Yeah. I just don't, you know. We haven't even sent the fruitcakes out yet. We just ended the fruitcake sale.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah.
feeling is that I would like to revisit the transferability of the golden
ticket. I think we should worry about this when we have to worry about this because we've got Procter & Gamble doing all the auditing for where the ticket's going to land in the fruitcake, and that's going to be by
Procter & Gamble are doing that, like in between making soap?
Yes.
You sure it's not those people? Who are the people that did the Academy Awards?
Oh, what is the name of that firm? The accounting firm.
The Nabisco Company.
It's not
Price Waterhouse.
Exactly.
There you go.
But it's not the National Business
Company. It might not have been them,
but they're good. They're good if we can get them.
All right. We'll take one more, and then that's just your trouble, Texas. That's what the whole thing like calls like that. By the way, I want to be your.
Or aren't they eager? Eager beavers.
Sure. We'll go with that. Let's take a call from Chicago.
Hey, Dominic from Chicago.
Hi, Dom.
Mike. Thanks. Keep picking against the Bears. It only makes them stronger, my friend.
Thank you very much. All right, are you ready for a ponderous call?
Yeah,
effing
bring it.
Ponderous, really effing ponderous. And then we have to take a break on the TMOS Yak Shack. Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is a ponderous call.
Hi, this is Matt from Urbana, Illinois. I was listening to the bonus show this week where you were talking about the Impossible Whopper and the meatless burgers. I wanted to chime in with my view on it. I prefer the Beyond Burger to the Impossible Burger. I found the Beyond Burger tastes more like a hamburger, and I'm a meat eater. My wife is a vegetarian, so I usually try to have her be able to eat the same meal as I am, and we both really love the Beyond Burger more than the Impossible Burger. So I would definitely recommend the 2.0 version of the Beyond Burger, because it does have more coconut fat, which makes it have the fattier kind of texture to it. It makes it taste meatier. So anyway, keep up the great work, guys, and have a great week. Bye.
Ponderous.
It is, man.
Hey, that's some crucial info.
Coconut fat.
Your crucial info is my ponderous. Start the show, boy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Jack's up.
They're good. Good hand. Catching that jack on the turn. You got lucky there.
Yep, it was luck.
So, that's it then. Hmm? Just like a young man coming in for a quickie. I feel so unsatisfied.
See it.
Sorry. You must feel proud and good. Strong enough to beat the world.
You feel fine?
Me too. I feel okay. Of course, maybe we check with one other guy, see how he feels. Grandma!
I thought I smelled him.
I think it's ours.
Of course, you could let it ride, Mike. Take your chances. You could let this happen, Grandma?
Sure, partner. He still has till morning to make good.
You know what? I got my $5,000 here. That's just fine by me. I'm going home.
Fine. It's a f***ing joke anyway. After all, I am paying you with your money.
What'd you say?
Your money. I am still up $20,000 from this last time I stick it in you.
They're trying to goad me.
Yeah.
Trying to own me. But this isn't a gunfight. It's not about pride or ego. It's only about money. I can leave now, even with Grandma and KGB. And halfway to paying Petrovsky back. That's a safe play. I told Worm, you can't lose what you don't put in the middle.
Deal.
But you can't win much either.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
When you play a clip from Rounders,
yeah,
it literally stops me. My mouth hangs open, and you could have probably made that a 45-minute clip, and I would be just like going,
I always try. I always try to bring in something fun for the beginning of the show, but there's ones that I'm on the way in, and I say, you know what? Today's going to be fun, because when I hit play, I'm going to get Mike.
Makes you want to gamble.
Yeah, it does.
It makes you want to gamble. It really makes you want to play poker. Makes you want to sleep with John Malkovich. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Podcast Village
Partially
Studios.
Partially agree.
We are all the way from Concrete, Washington, to Gilbert, Minnesota, Tigard, Oregon, Dalton, Massachusetts, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Copenhagen, Denmark.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Copenhagen. Yes, we have a beer with you. The show today is brought to you by Zazu Zazu Z Zaza.
Mm.
Zaza. And for some reason, when they advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show, I need to show you jazz hands. Oh, so every time I mention the product name, Zaza.
You're
I love
serving
Zazzle.
The client.
Zazzle, Zazzle Z. Zazzle. You can customize anything and everything, like my new personalized golf balls that I've been handing out on the course. I love them. I had them personally made with John, with Donald Trump's head right there on the golf
His
ball.
Face.
And I handed them out to my right wingers down here.
Yeah.
And they showed their teeth. And then quietly I walked away and went, jerks. Anyway, they're fantastic. Zazzle.com, spelled Z-A-Z-Z-L-E. Zaza! Zaza! I could say it all day long. I could do a 10-minute commercial for them because I love the name. Zazzle. What do you want? Well, I want some golf balls to give to my buddies. Maybe something with Trump. Well, what do you want? Something with a little Zazzle! Just go to Zazzle.com, choose from hundreds of products, customize it, you're done. They make unique easy. Use Zazzle for wedding and party planning. They have the best save-the-date cards, invitations, banners, decorations, everything. And for gift-giving, Zazzle rocks. The holidays are coming up, and you can get customized gifts for everyone on your list. When you're wondering, like, what can I do? This person has everything. I want to get them special. Think Zazzle!
Zazzle.
Get a banner Zazzle. That says pony. You can hang it up.
Custom designs from popular brands like Frozen 2, Disney, Harry Potter, Sesame Street, that you will not be able to find in any store.
Idiot.
Today's show, yeah. Good Morning America, and most importantly, me, yours truly, Mike O'Mara. I love Zazzle. We all love Zazzle. You will too. Go to Zazzle.com/TMOS and receive 20% off site-wide now through December 31st. That's Zazzle! Zazzle.com/TMOS for 20% off site-wide. Remember, Zazzle.com/TMOS. How would they say it on Downton Abbey? Zazzle. Zazzle. The people from Zazzle are coming over to Old Trafford, and they're going to put your face on a golf ball.
They could get a banner for Downton Abbey that says Queen.
Queen coming.
That's right. Here she comes.
Wee.
You're listening to the Wednesday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. We're doing our yaks in their, what I like to think is their semi-traditional spot.
Yes.
On Wednesday, and we have a query for Rob Spiewak.
Oh, good.
A question for Rob. Usually I take this opportunity to step out of the room, go for a walk.
Hey, please, Rob, do. What is the name of that yodeler sound that you make? I got to put that on my wife's phone. She'll never figure out how to get it off. It'll drive her crazy. It makes me smile every time. Thanks, guys.
I think what he's referring to is the ancient Swedish art of kulning.
Kulning.
Which is K-U-L-N-I-N-G. It's a herding call.
Kulning.
For sheep and you know, pack like animals. And it goes like this. Sending that out to Copenhagen.
He wants that as a ringtone for his wife's phone.
Yeah, to drive her crazy.
Don't you save that also to play for me when I'm really getting out of hand?
That's what we have yet for what is a very direct scene shift, yes, during the show. If something is spinning out and you're going crazy and I just can, you know.
All right, played it once. Thank you.
And then,
just in case there's a derailment.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand. Yeah. Let's take a call for our Jewish friends.
Oh, good.
Are you ready for this?
Shalom.
Let's go.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave calling from my car, driving home on Friday, and wishing you all a happy, healthy, high holiday season. As you know, amen, Jewish New Year begins on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. This past Sunday.
So it'll be a nice 4-day weekend for some of us. And I just wanted to wish the Sternbergs and the Frumpkins and approximately 1/8 of Rob that you should be inscribed in the Book of Life for a happy and healthy,
amen,
New Year.
Can you say amen?
Shalom. If you go to the dollar store, they got all the Halloween decorations, and you can get, like, anything. Don't go to CVS and get all that crap. It's like $15 for, like, a cobweb or something. Go to the dollar store. You know, I got a cobweb thing. It's, like, for $1, and it stretches, like, 25 feet. I got leftover and all that stuff, and it was just $1. It was amazing. And it had 4 little plastic spiders that are like rings, so the kids could wear them if they wanted to. But you could also stick it in the cobwebs, and anyway. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then he went on a whole Halloween thing.
Yeah, pro tip.
I'm wondering, does he think we should decorate for Rosh Hashanah with cobwebs?
Yeah, the cobwebs for Rosh Hashanah, or right, was it Rosh Hashanah with, you know, talking about a great deal?
Rosh Hashanah was on Monday.
Well, it was Sunday going into Monday.
Sunday into Monday. Yeah. See, I don't know. I should know more about this.
And then there's the popular radio host Rosh Hashanah, who is Rosh a Jewish Hashanah conservative.
Greetings. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yes, sorry. Mazel tov El Rushbu. Yes, sorry. This is Rosh Hashanah. You may have created a monster right there, because now I can't stop thinking. Hi, this is a Rosh Hashanah. Or how does he sound now? Because I've listened to him recently.
No, he sounds like this.
It's like.
Oh, we'd have to go classic Rush.
Yeah.
Like back when people were going to the.
Out of respect to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
I used to look. He was Jeff Christie, was his DJ name, Rush Limbaugh. And Jeff Christie became Rush Limbaugh, the most successful radio personality, mm-hmm, in the world.
Because he's a DJ. He knew what people would eat up.
But at the same time, now I listen to him, and it's not the content. That was always there, but at least I knew, you know, what he was going to talk about. It's the vocal. It's like...
hired Elton John for his wedding for a private concert. Do you remember that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to tell you, and that's what it is now. It's more like that. Like a candle in the wind.
Sweet.
A candle in the wind.
Just for a moment, can we
do? I want to say, since I got my cochlear implants, I have a real problem projecting like I do into my gold microphone, but let me see.
How's how the painkillers working?
Benny and the Jets.
Now, before we go, can we quick drop a quarter in the layback machine to hear how Rush Limbaugh used to sound?
This is Rush Limbaugh as a disc jockey.
Music Radio.
Jesus Christ, how about Rush?
Degrees, cloudy skies.
Edit that.
Cloudy, a chance of some showers tonight with a low 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Easter, Sunday morning, too. Afternoon high, Saturday, 72. Jeff Christie at 14 in a row. Stick that thumb up in the air. Vanity Fair.
Stick that thumb up in the air. Vanity Fair. And now I just want to tell you about
that. What market was that in?
That's Pittsburgh.
Oh, God.
What's so telling about it is that he brought so much of that top 40 presentation to talk that it's, you know, he's just a DJ.
Glenn Beck is a DJ.
Same guy. He's just got a bag of tricks and he's selling to people what they want to hear.
Yeah. I'm doing a show next to my garage. All right, here we go. Let's take a call about Irish pubs. This is might be my favorite call.
Okay.
Just because this guy jogged my memory and I have the name of the pub. Here we go.
Hey, Jeremy in D.C.
Hi, Jeremy.
I tell you, we're all kindred spirits here. I could not believe on the bonus show, Mike mentioned the Irish pub in Laurel. I hadn't been there or even thought of it. I haven't been there since I was like 10. And I hadn't thought of it in about the same amount of time. But, man, they had all that green painted glass and a little thing where you could look in. And
yes.
It was a specific nights out of the week, man. They'd have the midgets in there. And it was just freaking bizarre. And at the time, of course, everything was, you know, there was no non-smoking. So you'd find yourself in this dark restaurant with mediocre to mediumly good pizza being served on paper plates with plastic
pizza,
forks.
They serve pizza.
There'd be some midget playing the piano. Everybody's dressed in green.
Wow.
The place is full of smoke. And you just ask yourself, this can't actually be what Ireland's right now. Anyway, keep up the good work. I just can't believe that somebody else has been to the Irish pub.
By the way, sorry for the political incorrectness. Oh. It's little people.
Yeah.
But,
yes.
I don't know if he was being nasty, but I think his heart was in the right place. The name of the pub was Jack Delaney's. Jack Delaney's Irish Pub. So you can look it up and find out if it's still in existence.
Every week you'd have this?
I don't know if it was every week or every day. I wasn't sure. I never spent a lot of time there, and I lived in Laurel, and even though I'm Irish, I didn't hang out there.
At the Irish pub,
I was
Jack Delaney's?
My butt off when I lived in Laurel. Yeah. I was going, and I ended up programming two radio stations, so I literally was in Annapolis or on the Eastern Shore of Maryland all the time. I would sleep in Laurel. I didn't go party in Laurel. I never did. I never did that.
As an Irish person, a man of Irish descent,
yes.
Do you get pissed off when they name an Irish place something as trite as Jack Delaney's?
It might have been the guy, Rob.
Really?
Might have been the real old guy, because I think he was maybe alive when I was there, and it was just, I don't know if it's, there's no way it could still be there.
Look.
If it could still be there, I'll be there. Let's take another call. This is a correction on the TMOS Yak Chat.
Hey, Mike and company. This is Denver calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. Look, Mike, a little bit of a problem, I think. You have been pronouncing Radothi, North Carolina, or something. In the intro, which you mentioned all the city states, I think you probably mean Rodanthe, North Carolina. Rodanthe, as in like Knight of Rodanthe, which is like some
the movie
Nicholas Sparks novel.
Novel.
Not that I know anything about that, but anyway,
yes, you did.
Yeah,
well, you just said you did.
Thanks. I love you, guys and gals, and you know everybody.
Is that
associate?
Okay.
Does that count, Maddie? I know you like when callers mention you. Does that count?
As the only gal, I guess that's okay.
Okay, just checking.
All right. Rodanthe, that's Denver from Raleigh calling about Rodanthe.
Denver.
Rodanthe. Do you remember the city? Do you? I don't think it was spelled that way.
I don't remember. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't. Okay,
thank you.
Gentlemen, all right. Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Yes.
This from LostLaurel.com. Anyone who had the pleasure of experiencing the legendary thin crust pizza at Delaney's Irish Pub will surely never forget it. Sadly, the Irish Pub, after just a few years under new management, burned to the ground in an apparent insurance scam arson in June 2003.
Who would have called that?
When
months after a place is taken over by new management and it burns to the ground, it's almost never arson and insurance fraud.
I think about it all the time 16 years ago. All right, very good. Let's take a call about our guy that gave us a little visit at the end of last week.
Hey, guys, Jeremy from D.C. You know, man, it was good hearing Adrian again. And I got to say, am I the only one that believes that, I mean, it almost pains me to say it, but he has a natural voice for radio, man. He got to do something with that. Thanks.
Yes, you are. You are the only one. That's, I just wanted to pass on. Are we on time right now with a commercial break? I always lose track during the act. We're not. So it's too early to take a break.
No,
right
we're late.
We're late, baby.
We're late. That's my question. That's what I meant. All right. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your yaks on the Mike O'Mara Show every day.
Time now for a taste of the good life with Dirk Vastrick.
People often ask me about the best way to unwind. I say with a drink, of course. Nothing satisfies like an O'Mara Irish Manhattan. Add a couple of ice cubes to a tumbler and fill it with Irish whiskey. And add a splash of Luxardo liqueur and a splash of vermouth. Garnish with a Luxardo cherry and enjoy. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy while listening to The Mike O'Mara Show on the TMOS app. Cheers, Carla.
I always relax with an Irish Manhattan along with the TMOS app. Man, that's living. Back to you, Mike.
It's like he's trolling you through his promos.
He is. Like I'm going to be stabbed in the middle of the night by a bunch of nerds. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
All
Show.
All we found was ice cubes.
Brought to you by like an empty bottle of like rye whiskey. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some amazing numbers from Cornerstone. At this very moment, we have $6.3 trillion in tappable home equity. We have been telling you, tap it. Rates are at their lowest level in 3 years, so almost every homeowner in the country can benefit from a refi right now, but you need to call Cornerstone First Financial. These are the people in our building in Washington, D.C. They're good folks. They will guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply, but if you are in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, or you need to take out some equity to eliminate PMI, do yourself a favor and call our good friends at Cornerstone to go over your specific situations and options. What's great about this long-running local advertiser that we have had an association with is that the people that are in our listening audience that take the time to call them where they're licensed. They're licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado, and hopefully more to come. Cornerstone will take care of you and we'll get glowing reports from our listeners.
Yes.
We're not faking that. Click their banner on our website, visit them at cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Great yaks this week. Lots of fun. Let's take one. This simply says Chihuahua. Ah. I got a lot of dog calls that didn't make it on this
dog
week.
Calls,
this
is Mike. One that, dog calls. Yeah,
dog calls. This made it through.
Hey, Mike. Andy from KCJJ Land. Fellow Chihuahua owner. And just took him out and circle. Didn't do a goddamn thing. Freaking Chihuahuas.
Yeah. When Frankie goes into his sniff orgy out there, it's like that. It's like what he's doing is basically, you know, pleasuring himself.
Sure.
Right? He's just in there going, oh, what ass was here?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm Frankie, do some business out here, okay? And sometimes he'll fake me out where it's like, excited. It's like, really got to go bad, Dad. I really got to go bad. And all he wants to do is go out in the grass and go, that was that Pomeranian's ass. Oh, God, that's great. Yum, yum, yum. All right, you ready for a call from Alton Brown?
Yes. From Alton? Sure, AB.
Yeah. Got a real foodie here, a real foodie with a great recommendation. You're going to want to write this down.
Okay, got a pen.
Right away.
Mike, it's Steve from Baltimore, in case you couldn't tell from the accent. Longtime listener, Don and Mike, you guys are the best. But hey, I'm way behind, and I was listening, and you're talking about chicken tenders, how nasty they were. And I got to tell you, my friend, just recently I discovered the best chicken tenders in the world. They are Food Lion brand. Food Lion chicken tenders. Try them. Hopefully there's Food Lions in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Love you guys. Can't wait to hear more of the show.
Oh, yeah. Did a tugboat go by while he was making that call?
Yeah, was he calling from 1938?
Yeah. When you want to make my mouth water, you talk about chicken tenders at Food Lion.
Mike, if you don't have a Food Lion in Florida, what I can do is I can swing by Food Lion, grab a bag of them, put them in a padded envelope, and send them to you.
Send them down.
Then you bake
hopefully
them.
Pre-breaded.
Oh, pan cow.
Thank you very much. Nikki Diamond call on the TMOS Yak Track. By the way, these are great yaks. It's developed into a nice little rhythm, and I love taking them. Mm-hmm. So if you want to give us a call anytime 24/7, it's 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We'll take all comers. We really enjoy
Will you entertain
yaks.
More dot calls?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
This call is for Nikki Diamond.
What the heck?
Get a phone that works. Sorry, I didn't hear that when I was screening him. Sorry. Now a great point. A great point is about to be made. A great point. Lots of great points on the X-Track every week. This might be one of the greatest.
Hey, Mike, Dan in Albuquerque. Sorry I'm not drunk and I'm calling on Bluetooth, but I'm listening to your discussion about little Danny Snyder and the Washington Redskins. And, you know, I got to tell you know, I look at the Dallas Cowboys, my team, they've had... Since 1996, they haven't had anything better than a mediocre team at best. And yet they are the top-selling team in NFL history as far as merchandise and sellout crowds every year. And, you know, the difference is Jerry Jones. Love him or hate him, he pumps millions and millions and millions of dollars into that community. He lets high schools come in there and use that fantastic stadium. They have built a community around that stadium with practice fields that he lets little league team, little, you know, peewee football teams use and high school teams and college teams. Every year, my alma mater, Eastern New Mexico University, gets to go out and play a game at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. You know, he builds a lot of love and camaraderie in that community. And, you know, again, love him or hate him, Jerry Jones, he's a businessman, but he puts his money where his mouth is, and people love him for it. And even though Dallas has sucked since I was in college, they maintain their fan base because of that reputation he has built. And Dan Snyder, I don't know what the hell that guy's doing sitting on his yacht, but he could learn a few lessons. Love you guys. See you in Vegas.
Okay. All right. I get it. I understand what you're saying. That
he gives
I completely
back.
Understand
he gives
that.
Back.
He gives back. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
But this is the problem, sir. Nobody wants to go to FedEx Field.
It's Everybody a horrible experience.
Would love to go see that beautiful stadium in Dallas that you have there that's modern, that has the Jumbotron larger than anything on Earth.
Right.
FedEx Field has concrete and more concrete.
Right.
More concrete. And, by the way, congratulations to the Washington Nationals for their amazing one-off win yesterday.
Yep.
Spectacular. I don't know the name of that
Seattle
right fielder
boom.
For the Milwaukee Brewers. Was it? Well, who
Bill
they
Buckner, his cousin.
It was Bill Buckner's cousin.
That's
that was
right.
In right field for the Brewers. That who they
yes.
played?
Yes.
Yeah, Juan Soto knocked it out there.
That was truly spectacular. Really, really exciting. Let's take another call on the TMOS Yak Jack.
Hello, this is Brian. In Manassas,
what?
And I'm calling for Maddie. Sounds like a really good.
The energy that has to be expended where you do not pick up on the condenser microphone of a cell phone is pretty significant.
Also,
I think this might be one of Maddie's fans, if you know.
Yeah.
What I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen, here we go.
Gets underway. I would love to be a contributing editor. Lab rat. However, my
services are available. Even my co-host, I could be your Rob.
Is he talking about Maddie's fatties?
Oh my God. I think he's inhaling while he's asking to be on Maddie's fatties. Well, it's part of the audition process. The interview, if you will.
Yes. Yeah, we need somebody lively now on the action. Please, how about a Rob fight? Want a Rob fight?
Yes.
Let's get a Rob
fight. Oh, good. Bring it.
Here we go. Rob fight.
Hi, guys. It's your old buddy, Kerry, up here in Rochester again. Mike, I'd like to thank you for airing both of my calls on last week's Yak Shack. Rob, I'd like to address your comments as it relates to my take on 6% plus ABV beer.
Oh, this guy.
In fact, I'd like to lay a challenge down, Rob. I live in Rochester. However, I do get to D.C. from time to time for work, and I would love to challenge you to a 4.8% Bud Light beer drinking challenge.
Ooh.
Since, as you cited, it's the best-selling beer in the world.
Ooh.
You may be 300 pounds and enjoy the elliptical once or twice a month,
don't.
But I happen to be 245 pounds and a power lifter. So though my name may be Kerry, that's K-E-R-R-Y, I would love to challenge you to that drinking contest and or an arm wrestling contest for icing on the cake. So if you'd like to follow up on that, this Buffalo Bills enjoying beer drinking at 6 plus ABV percent person is here for you.
Mm.
So, Rob, we're friends. However, this challenge wide open.
All right, I get it. Okay, so there you go. There's the gauntlet being thrown down there. He went on, but I didn't have time for the whole
thing. How about this, Kerry? No thank you.
Why not?
Why not?
He's a dick.
Oh, wow. That means he's going to call back next week.
But you know what? We're friends, as he said.
Are you a power lifter?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have no power.
You put forth the effort on that call that you put forth in your general life. Let's take another call. This is about Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for the contribution.
Hey, this is Aaron from St. Paul. I can't believe you guys had this discussion about restaurants and not say how horrible the Buffalo Wild Wings is. Mac doesn't think there's enough meat in those bone-in wings. Go to a B-Dub. It's just wings with high fructose corn syrup on them. It's horrible, and the service is even worse. And the Cracker Barrel? Come on. How can you call yourselves an old country store when every one of your restaurants is adjacent to a freeway? That's not the old country store. And also, the BK, Rob, you're right. That mayo is disgusting, and they put it on everything. The best cheap lunch, you go in, you order two Whoppers Jr., no mayo, perfect. That's my tip for you. Can't wait to see you in Vegas.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
That's right.
He's right about Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, B-Dubs, at least in this area, DC-wise, worst service. But the wings, if you get them double fried, I love them.
Really?
I do love them.
I always thought them lackluster.
This is Buffalo Wild Wings we're talking about?
Yes.
One down here just closed. Just shuttered. They shuttered one down here.
Maybe they'll bring it back with new management and then there'll be a fire.
I went in there a couple of times when I was in the D.C. area, and I always thought it was just, if you didn't have a party of 12, you were screwed.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
It wasn't fun.
A lot of getting up and asking someone, hey, have you seen so-and-so?
And are you sure this is one of the 58 sauces that you offer?
That's right. Yes. That's, more is merrier.
This tastes more Huasin.
We got a call about the Joker movie, and then we actually have a joke in the finale of the TMOS Yak Shack, and I'll fly through these. You're going to get cut off, so don't get pissed, but it'll be happening in our last segment of the Yak Shack right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, come on. Fight.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Elle will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do. And if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here is a fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages. It's a hustle.
True hustle.
Hustle. That's exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. Oh. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox, and it's that simple with Stamps.com. You get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter the code TMOS. We got to fly through our yaks. Let's get moving right now. And let me see. Next one is about the Joker movie.
Hey, TMOS. This is Mark from Atlanta. I've been listening to you for like 35 years, 40 years.
Thank you.
You know, all the way back to WAVA days. And, first time I've called in though, I thought, cause I want to hear your opinions about this. The Joker movie that's coming out. I'm really excited about it too.
All right. That's it. I like that. And, you know what? The Joker movie is, really, something I'm truly putting on number one on my list. I want to see it. It's so controversial, and Joaquin Phoenix looks amazing.
I'm going this Saturday. Cool. The knock on the movie right now, for whatever reason, is that it's too dark. It's promoting violence. In my eyes, it's an effing movie.
It's a movie.
People need to lighten up. You can choose to go see it or not see it. It's their interpretation, the director's interpretation of the Joker. The Jokers that we have seen in the past and the performances have been dark. This is dark. This might be darker than the rest. We don't know, but I want to see what it's all about.
Yeah, the initial buzz is amazing. The look of the picture is like nothing I've ever seen. And remember, this is the knock that the Michael Keaton Batman got in 1989. Too dark.
Yeah.
Don't go
this
see it. It's too
like
dark.
It's not even related to the comic book.
No. It's a character study.
You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. We got to fly through these. Let's go. This next one is disappointed.
Hey, TMOS, this is Mark from
Atlanta. Hey, guys. I'm wondering if I'm the only person out there who is somewhat disappointed after, we'll say, years of becoming a fan of somebody and then finding out that your dreams are dashed and they're actually a pothead. I might be the only person, but Maddie, you broke my heart. And you guys, I mean, you've had such experience.
All right, Oscar, really briefly, let it out of the bag.
Okay.
She's not a pothead.
Maddie's Fatties is completely fabricated.
It is. It came from Oscar's mind.
It's not a real show. We will talk about it tomorrow.
We will talk about the germination.
There's been extreme interest in Maddie's Fatties.
Maddie's Fatties, people have gone nuts for it. Tomorrow, the origin of where this ruse came from.
Ruse, this wicked
ruse.
On the
Mike O'Mara show. We will address it right here.
Yeah, Mike, this is Dominic calling from Chicago.
Oh, the same guy.
Yeah, the Bears suck, huh? How do our picks look this week, buddy?
Okay.
Wow. Right,
thanks,
yeah.
Dom. You called before, Dom. Thank you.
He has an agenda.
Very good. Hey, we got a call from Pony. Very exciting on the Yak Shack. Let's listen.
Hi, this message is for Matthew Bloom. This is Jocelyn from Fairfax. And I'm calling because you won't answer my calls, so I had to call you at work. I'm pregnant. It's yours. I'm keeping it. Call me back.
There you go. Thank you.
That's effing hilarious.
Oh, we appreciate that.
You're
going to
be a great dad.
That'll be fun.
Hey, boys. Brian from Reno. Just heard you guys talking today about Carla and starting to be esthetician, waxing, and all that crap. When I first met my wife, she was a body waxer. So, Mike, if she ever asks you for an all-star, just say no. Ask my wife that one time. As balls, bat, and dugout, baby. See, boys.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. We'll have some esthetician stuff for you at the live show. A great story Carla told
Mike,
me today.
Balls, bat, and dugout.
There you go.
Right.
What is it again?
An all-star.
Balls, bat, and dugout. Congratulations to the Nationals.
Want
to
hear from an Oscar fan? Here
yes!
we go.
Hey, guys. I just got to tell you that I'm so angry. Just angry. I don't understand. Every single time Oscar tries to tell a story, it's like pulling teeth to get the words out. I mean, talking about Adrian, he could have told that story in like 5 seconds. And she's like, because when he was here and there were interns, and
God damn it, just spit it out. I understand you're trying to, you know, provide content, but oh my God, I wish the men could speak English. Okay, bye.
Thank you, sir.
Oscar fan.
I'll take that with a grain of salt.
Well, as we say, we don't mind criticism as long as it's constructive criticism.
Let me elaborate on that.
Please.
I'll think about it for a while, and then I'll go and say, yeah, does that guy have a point? Maybe he doesn't. But if he does, then I should probably think about telling my stories in a shorter form.
I love your stories.
I do too.
Thank you.
Don't change a damn thing.
Yes. Hey, guys. This is Tim from Texas, Houston, Texas, and listen to you guys talk about the Billy Bush. I think you guys are forgetting something important. Billy's a reporter, and I think his whole idea for the interview was to find out who Donald Trump is and what makes him tick. I think if he had confronted him and said that anything he was doing was inappropriate, would have caused Donald to stop acting that way. We wouldn't know who the true jackass is. Love you guys. Take care.
Well, that's all well and good if
it wasn't calculated.
Leaked.
Yeah.
The tape leaked. Billy Bush wasn't responsible for just letting it roll and then saying, here, let's play this on Access Hollywood.
This is
show
who this guy really is. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Yeah.
I mean, I love Billy Bush, and I was defending him and saying I think he was unfairly canned during the fallout, but Billy Bush didn't let that go.
No.
And, you know, that didn't come out until way later. All right, we have a couple more. Here's a question on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hello, guys. Jeff in Roseville got cut off on Friday on the Yak Shack, so I'll just go quick. Which of you is probably most like yourself in real life and on the show, and which is least like you in real life and on the show? Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's a great effing question. I would say, can I answer for my
Yeah,
for
go
my
ahead.
Perspective?
Yeah, you can answer
everybody. I think Mike is really Mike. As genuine as it gets. Like you see him run hot, you see him run cold. Like this is who he is. Rob,
that would be my lack of self control. That
Rob,
it would.
Rob is he is. If you met Rob outside of the studio, he is as nice as he is here to a fault. I am probably the least like the person you hear right now on there.
I agree, because you know how sometimes on the show Oscar is like a little bit of an a-hole.
Right.
Yeah. In real life, he's a total a-hole.
Yeah. So. Like major a-hole.
Like crazy.
Thank you for that. Very good. I appreciate that. And now moving along, a joke. Would you like to hear a joke?
Yes.
This is for you, Rob. This
thank
is
you.
A joke for you. Let's listen.
Hey, hey guys. This is Nesto from NorCal. Shout out to Mike from Cuba. Got a joke for Rob. So, like, when I was really young, my mom would tell me, she said, hey, leave the peach cobbler in the kitchen alone. But I could never help myself. I always snuck in. And I watched him. I watched him make his stupid little peach shoes. And I taunted him. I said, nobody's going to wear those, man. They're stupid. But I knew it.
Peach cobbler.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Little peach shoes.
Yeah, I liked it too. I'm really, really sorry. The peach cobbler. Jesus Christ, why are we laughing at that? Our standards are so low. All right, the last call.
Are you holding your hand?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an impression.
Hi, Mike. This is Adrian Garcia, man. So sorry that I missed your call, bro. I like went to bed around 6 a.m. All right, man, let's get real. I apologize for not being in touch, bro. I'm like so super busy now. Basically, I'm building a company. It's called Weed, Hose, and Beyond, man. It's like a DoorDash, but instead you can get drugs and prostitutes. Yeah. Basically, Mo from Mo's Stock Tip of the Day, he called me up and said he wanted to invest, man. So he's my main investor, so I went with it. Sorry, guys, gotta run. I have a meeting with some hoe called Svetlana and her pimp. Later, dude.
There you go. Prepared comedy, ladies and gentlemen. I enjoyed that. Thank you. That's a good way to end the Yak Shack.
Remember, as we learned earlier in the Yak Shack, a perfect voice for radio.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Keep them 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
Please.
We'd appreciate that. That's good stuff. We appreciate that. Mm. We will take a break. Come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another season of Big Football is here. The question is, are you ready? We know you are, and so is a voice from the West.
Light 'em up!
Nikki Diamond is back. And he's on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's ready to cash in?
Your fantasy football roster is incomplete without sage advice from the prognosticator up for runs.
4 out of 5 bookies can't be wrong.
Nikki breaks it down with the diamond pick of the week, the Merle, and the carry.
I'm bigger than Vegas.
Nikki Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just listen, and you'll be
in the no, baby.
Nikki tomorrow, Mike.
I just like him yelling more. I like him when he yells. It's fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brooklinen. I love Brooklinen. I love these sheets. They are so, so wonderful. They feel good all over your body. When you sleep, sleep well. Sleep on hotel-quality sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg. Go to brooklinen.com, the winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. They have over 35,000 five-star reviews. I can understand why. More than any other online betting company, with over 500,000 happy sleepers and counting, my Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on, and their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa. I couldn't recommend them more for friends, family, or treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve. Brooklinen.com, giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever. You're going to love them.
News.
The White House might need to call an exterminator. There could be a mice problem. Yesterday, the press went into a frenzy after a mouse fell from the ceiling of the briefing room. Didn't know they did anything in the briefing room. It fell onto the lap of NBC News White House correspondent Perfect Peter Alexander.
Peter Perfect?
That's the perfect
That's
dude.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
That is the perfect dude for the mouse to fall. It's like, well, there's a mouse on my lap.
Oh, Mr. President, vermin. Vermin in my lap. Vermin in my lap.
Then it did what mice do. It ran behind a shelf. Peter tweeted, quote, "A mouse literally fell out of the ceiling in our White House booth and landed on my lap. Some reporters ran for cover." Jim Acosta. While others tried to catch it, the mouse ran under the door and into another room where the reporters lost it. They were trying to find where the mouse was, but there seems to be some sort of cover-up.
You know, Chris Freitz has told us that the White House is not spick and span and really clean.
No,
and
it doesn't.
And it doesn't surprise me there'd be vermin in there, because reporters are slobs.
That's in the middle of a city too.
Yeah,
with, you know, rodents and roaches and rats. And
I
all
live
that
it every
stuff,
day.
So. And that's just the staff.
Hey, how you doing? Speaking of the White House, add AHA to the list of musicians who are upset about politicians using their stuff. Only in this case, it's got nothing to do with the actual music. On Monday, President Trump released a new campaign video. I watched it. It uses the infamous rotoscoping technique that AHA made famous in their Take On Me video.
Mm.
Really one of the most famous videos ever made. Still holds up today. Truly amazing. It's not like AHA owns the rotoscoping or anything like that, but it's an irrefutable scientific fact that the second you see it used in any context, you think of Take On Me.
Take on me.
And the Trump one, what's amazing is it with the Trump video, the essence of Trump still comes through, like when he gives his look.
Sure.
You see that? It's pretty interesting. So that's really a story about absolutely nothing.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
I'm actually shocked there aren't more videos like that.
I think they owned, but I think they owned it. I mean, they would always be copying AHA. You know, it's like,
but you see that today. Let's take the Trump factor out of it. It holds up. That video holds up.
It does.
It really does. More than so. You look at so many videos that are just remedial, that look like somebody in their basement.
Billy Squire.
With a video camera. Billy Squire.
Horrible.
That might be the top of the heap right there. Yeah. We've heard celebrities talk about turning down big paychecks. I never feel sorry for them at all. Matt Damon has them all beat, apparently. In a new interview, he said he turned down a role in Avatar that could have made him very rich. He said, quote, James Cameron offered me Avatar, and when he offered it to me, he goes, now listen, I don't need anybody. I don't need a big named actor for this. If you don't take this, I'm going to find an unknown actor and give it to him because the movie doesn't really need you. But if you take the part, I'll give you 10% of the movie's profits.
What?
Oh,
10?
My God.
It's amazing when you read these stories. I think that's fascinating. And a guy like Matt Damon telling it, I've seen Matt Damon interviewed a lot, and I don't think he's that kind of guy. So this is legit.
This is a loss for him.
Oh, my God. GQ Magazine estimates that would have been around $250 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Which is $250 million. Matt said, quote, "I've left more money on the table than any actor, actually, but my kids are eating." That's funny. Yeah. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. He's a cool guy.
He doesn't own 1/10 of Avatar, but he was able to pull off We Bought a Zoo.
Yes, sir. He added that he turned it down because it would have caused major problems for the Bourne ultimatum, and he just couldn't work it in. That makes sense.
We've got a
franchise that you're part of, which is paying the
bills
to.
Who are you going to bet on? Steven Spielberg? Or the Bourne Identity?
Well, you know,
Avatar wasn't Spielberg, was it?
It was James Cameron.
I'm sorry, James Cameron or the Bourne Identity.
But the buzz on the thing about Avatar is the buzz on Avatar was long before the movie came out.
Yeah, but the Bourne thing was set in motion already. That was
solid
money.
And the Bourne thing was a solid franchise.
Yeah, what would be cool to see is how much money all those movies made him compared to that loss of $250 million.
I'd like to know that would be good. Because I think that's a ton of cash. 2 years ago, Major League Baseball required all 30 teams to extend the protective netting to the ends of the dugouts. I hate it, but I understand it.
Right.
That hasn't stopped people from being badly hurt by foul balls. At least 16 fans suffered serious injuries this season alone, including a 21-month-old girl, two 3-year-olds, in a separate incident, a man who lost an eye, and a woman who broke her jaw in 3 places. Almost all 16 were hit in the head. Fortunately, no one died, but a 79-year-old female fan was killed by a foul ball last year. And this is an unofficial number because baseball doesn't release data on injured fans. Deadspin made the list by looking through local media reports, and they say there are certainly more. 13 of the 30 major league teams have announced they will extend their nets farther, and most are planning to bring them all the way down to the foul poles, but teams aren't required to do it yet. You know, in hockey, we have plexiglass.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The Nats have nets.
And the Nets have gnats.
And I'll say that we sat the seats that my wife was kind enough to get for my in-laws and myself, they were within the line of sight of the nets. And my father-in-law is like, "What the F is this?" And I'm like, "This is for safety." And a little girl got hit. Yeah. And I'm trying to explain to him. He's like, "They're ruining baseball." And I said, Jeff, we're just having a good time here.
I know. But he's probably an old school. Is baseball like top of his list? Does he love baseball?
He's a Red Sox fan.
I'm a purist Red Sox fan too. I sold my spring training tickets. It just sucked.
It's not the same thing anymore.
Makes me cross-eyed every time I have to look through that netting. You know, how about modernizing a Major League Baseball so it's not a net? You know, maybe you could make it into some sort of better.
Or create a Scud missile for foul balls.
To shoot them out of the air?
Yeah. That would
strategic
be
defense.
Super technology. Yeah. Ball gets fouled off here. Hey, look at that Scud. No, knocked it right out of the air.
It would be a Patriot to hit the Scud. That's what it would be.
Or train pigeons.
You guys are overthinking it. What you need is a ball that explodes when it goes out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, like Running Man.
Yeah.
Like Running Man.
You see, that's simple. A GPS.
Have a ball with a little explosive charge. It certainly goes poof.
And then you get some scientist to go in and drop all the like, it's all Bluetooth. And
we're joking, but you could.
There's some good ideas there.
But really, stringing a net down like it was done in the 1920s.
You have to protect the bat, the balls, and the dugout.
There you go. For your waxing. There's a woman in Canada who bought a couch at a thrift store 4 years ago for $25. She was recently going through the cushions and found a watch. But it's not just any watch. It's a vintage Rolex Daytona 6241 Paul Newman variant.
Wow.
There were only around 3,000 of them made back in the late 60s, and they're some of the hardest watches to find for sale anywhere. The woman called a watch dealer. They examined it, and they determined it's authentic. Her $25 couch landed her $250,000.
Oh, wow. My God.
What's the woman planning to do with the money? She told the watch dealer she's going to, quote, buy a house and get a boob job.
Yay, I like that.
Timeless.
And now a little something, something. A 50-year-old woman named Pamela Landry is a prostitute in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she went to a motel on Sunday morning to meet a 61-year-old client named Michael Pratt. He'd agreed to pay her with money and crack, but after they finished up, he was furious. This was an angry man, an angry man, and he demanded a refund because she didn't provide, quote, services. He wouldn't let her leave the motel room, so she called the cops. He was arrested for prostitution. She was, too, but she was also arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. And I decided to take pen to paper and write an elaborate poem.
Oh, I love poetry. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
About the man and his prostitute, his name Michael Pratt. Here we go. Now, Poet's Corner. I hope I don't screw this up. Michael Pratt was big and fat. His hooker, she was mean. When Mr. Pratt, right off the bat, asked for a refund, there he sat and didn't let his hooker leave the scene. So she got pissy with her client. In fact, she acted quite defiant and called the cops to settle this whole fight. But because I guess she was pressed for time, she forgot that hooking was a crime. So she and Pratt slept in the jail that night. So remember, friends, when you get horny, make sure things don't get too thorny. Pay your hooker after you are done. Or maybe just forget it all, skip the hooker, have a ball, rent a porno, stay in and lock the door. Smoke your crack, save some money, and you know what's really funny? You didn't blow the whole thing on a whore. Thank you very much. Thank you. I almost got through
that. That is some hard work, Don Mike.
I love that.
Some hard work.
But I write them better than I read them. I really do.
I love when you use...
I can't read poetry.
I love when you use hooking as a verb.
It's the effort.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Well done.
We'll come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike Romero Show.
That you're beautiful.
It's Angie Goff with a new Oh My Goff show out now. Tired of Baby Shark? Not so fast. It might be the secret to getting your kids to fall asleep.
Baby Shark.
The show gets a little weird also when we get a visitor from outer space, and we're going Greek. Don't worry, Mike. We saved you some baklava. Subscribe to the Oh My Goff show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. Opa!
Back to you. Welcome back to the Mike Romero Show. Not sexy. Welcome back to the Mike Romero Show.
Hi, it's Mike Romero.
It's October, and we all know what that means. Yep, temperatures are in the mid-90s, and just enough humidity to make you miserable.
That's right.
Hello, Autumn. Let's go pick some apples and sweat our balls off. Sorry about the heat, Sally, but if you want to cool down, there's nothing cooler than the TMOS bonus show.
True.
You just couldn't get tired of doing these kind of promos.
No,
right?
I like them.
This is getting all your inner angst out.
I like it.
It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holes-barred sixth episode of the TMOS program, or TMOS, that you can get every week. It's cooler than Mom's cold cream and won't get your hands greasy. Wow. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all our stuff. It's your passport to the Asport, so please buy the TMOS bonus show. The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Belmont TV, conveniently located in glamorous Bailey's Crossroads. Since 1943, the best source for Sanyo TVs and video cassette recorders. Whatever you want, whatever it is, whatever you want, think Belmont. We accept Diners Club. And now back to the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Do you remember the jingle? Whatever you want, think Belmont.
Think Belmont. Yeah. Whatever you want, think Belmont.
And that jackass that was in the commercial was actually a salesman in the store.
I thought he was a professional TV guy.
Nope, he was just a salesman.
My parents would never take me to Belmont. It sounded like so much fun.
It was horrible.
Terrible.
Really bad.
Really?
Terrible. Yeah, it smells like cigarettes.
Oh. Yeah. Panasonic? You like Panasonic? Yeah.
Come on in. We would go
back before Panasonic was good.
Circuit City.
Yeah.
Circuit City. I remember Circuit City. Yeah. And then I remember, is it H.H. Gregg?
That's one.
Yeah.
That's my first remote I did for The Edge.
Really?
I should have known how successful the station was going to be after that.
They're closed.
Hello, person.
H.H. Gregg.
You know, a snack food that I don't care much for is corn nuts. Do you ever eat corn nuts?
No, don't care for them.
Yeah, they put a campaign on Twitter yesterday that they took down because it was misinterpreted, I guess.
They were asking via social media, what's the most unusual place you've ever nutted? Meaning, where do you eat your corn nuts?
Gross.
And so that was misinterpreted. But it made me think back to the 90s when they actually had a jingle for corn nuts that I'd like to share with you right now.
All right.
Go to your room and lock the door, because when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Size doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't
tell.
That's real?
That's real. Is that a
from the 90s,
when was
yeah.
that? When was it?
In the 1990s.
Before the Janet Jackson issue.
Yeah, I do believe so. Yeah.
I imagine.
Just bust a nut, Mike.
Well then.
Wow. Poor are we all are just nasty guys? Is that why?
No, they're playing exactly to who I feel is probably the corn nut aficionado.
That commercial is like early, or I would say late 80s, early 90s. Has to be.
Right.
Wow.
I have no
when did the expression become commonplace?
When a bunch of perverts in college, I imagine, got together and said, well,
yeah, I would say that's
it. It's the foulest term in the world.
It really is. Yeah. I don't approve.
Okay.
Thank you. There's a gentleman with a guitar and a violin bow, and you're thinking, hey, so what? He does animal noises that are amazing. All of these animal noises are made by using a violin bow against an acoustic guitar. Donkey. Chicken. Seagulls. Cow.
No, I don't think so.
And pig. I thought that's pretty cool. He does use some reverb, but it's pretty amazing to watch.
Yeah, he's going to be on Maddie's Fatties next week.
Yes,
probably.
He will. good booking. If you want to Rickroll someone, but you want to do it in a new, fashioned way and really surprise them, don't give them Rick Astley. Give them the Barbershop Quartet.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to tell.
I don't like that Barbershop Quartet, Rob.
Why?
There's something about them that
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
I think just, it's lacking a strong bass singer. And it doesn't have the richness.
There's something about that. It's just like... Da, 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 da.
You need to have the guy that's like... Nerd. That goes... Bah, bah, bah,
yeah. Bah, yeah, old school. Like Jimmy's gets better guys that come by. Right?
I do like Barbershop Harmony when it's done properly. And I think the problem
that
there
to
is,
me just sounds a little bit... it sounds like the guys that sang the anthem in Hoosiers.
We got to get them a low voice guy. That's what we
Absolutely.
Need. All right. Oh, you know what? When they have an earthquake in outer space, it's not called an earthquake because it's not on Earth. So NASA yesterday released sounds of Mars quakes.
Ooh.
They actually had seismic shifts on the planet Mars, and this is what it sounded like. And they actually had to slow it down a little bit because it was out of human register.
Do you have a Billie Eilish song?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, hold on.
Could you please just put... I'm sorry to completely derail the show.
No, I see where you're going. I get it.
Hold on. Give me one moment.
And it'll be HAL 2000 in introducing Billie Eilish. And then you can start it from the end. And now... And I'll do it like Woody Harrelson, but I'll do it with the HAL boys.
Please.
Okay, can you start it?
Yeah, hold
ladies
on.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Billie Eilish.
Same key. Good ear, Oscar.
Oh, got something. All right, Billy. Whisper.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping.
We're good.
Very good.
Thank you. Running out of time.
If we imagine we'd done that in the pregame, I mean, we'd actually planned it.
We didn't even prepare that. No. That happened on the fly.
What about this, though? If we...
Never gonna give you up.
Oh, stop.
Gonna...
You ruined it.
I'm sorry. Let's close with this, Mike. The people that make the video game Halo, they needed new alien noises for their new video game they're working on. This is not Halo, but it's a new game from them. And they recorded
Bungie.
This. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay, these are the alien noises. Mike, you should be able to spot it.
That's a dog.
It's a pug. close yeah. mic'd pug. And I just wanted to offer my condolences that we lost Beluga before the showbiz career took off.
That inability to breathe.
That's it. That's your magic audio vault, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.
Yeah, safe home, Beluga, a while back. By the way, progress on the dog front. I'll discuss
Ooh.
That tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. FML. Anyway, God. That's it. Thank you for your yaks. Always yes. open at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Make sure you get your bonus show. That's all we're going to talk to you about till the end of the year. That's what we'd like. Thank you for your fruitcake purchases. We appreciate that. Those are going to be going out. Rob's going to get into the kitchen in the next few weeks, and we are very excited about the wonderful support you continue to show the Mike O'Mara Show. Always looking for it to be better, though. Always.
Always.
We're ungrateful that way. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Four nuts.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Bow to your sun's sake.
Bow to your sun's sake!